Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg reaching a high of 22, Polokwane 23 and Rustenburg 24. The MK party responded to allegations that it forged signatures to register as a political party for the upcoming elections. They deny any wrongdoing. Here's spokesperson Hlamulo Ndlela speaking on the allegations made by a former member of the MK party, Lennox Nsodu.
He is no such leader in the party. And we now found out, because he wanted to be on our list, that he had a sketchy past. And by virtue of that, you know, when we couldn't put him on our list, he then went rogue.
Nsodu told the media that he submitted a statement to the Western Cape Police last week in which he alleges that the MK party obtained names, identity numbers and cell phone numbers of job seekers from the database of the Cape Metro Council. On to other news, the Azanian People's Organization, AZAPO, says it's disappointed by the Electoral Commission's silence regarding the second act of vandalism on its campaign billboard in Bromfontein, Johannesburg. The party criticizes the police for their lack of progress in investigating the initial incident that was reported last week, despite the presence of CCTV cameras and a nearby security guard house. AZAPO's spokesperson is Jabu Rakwena.
This nonchalant attitude by the police provides momentum to criminals to do as they please with impunity. Conduct such as the second vandalism of the billboard tests our restraint and provoke our members who have to dig deep into their empty pockets to fund our elections.
And in KwaZulu-Natal, two suspects aged 58 and 62 were arrested in connection with a crime in KwaZulu-Natal. Police spokesperson Athlenda Mate says this brings the number of suspects arrested locally in a pornography syndicate in a joint operation with America's Department of Homeland Security to 13. Mate emphasizes that acts where child pornography is concerned will not be tolerated.
Being in possession, accessing, downloading, distribution, facilitating, viewing and manufacturing of child porn is a crime in South Africa. Our priority as the South African Police Service is to protect our women, children and vulnerable groups against those that perpetrate violence and crimes against them.
Moving abroad, Saudi Arabia called for regional stability this morning, warning of the effects of the ongoing Israel-Hamas war on global economic sentiment. This at the start of a summit attended by a host of Gaza mediators. This includes U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Palestinian leaders and high-ranking officials from other countries. And finally, the National Student Financial Aid Scheme has devised a direct payment mechanism to address the ongoing non-payment of allowances, and it will be implemented for payments due at the end of next month. It will distribute allowances directly to students' bank accounts. I'm Marlina Fushia with Nies. The MK party ontken dat die handtekeninge vervals het om as politieke party te registreer vir die verkiesings in Mei.
Jacqueline FM plays more.
No, I didn't want you to leave you down south when I said that I would pull you, squeeze you a little bit. Baby, slow, slow your hands. Like sweat dripping down my dirty old
ones. You love.
The walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't